الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. In this hadith, in which the condition of a person's mort is discussed, how he will meet Allah Ta'ala. If a person is a believer, he will enjoy that moment of meeting Allah Ta'ala. And if a person is a disbeliever, then he will hate that moment when he will have to meet Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man ahabba liqa'a Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu." A person who loves to meet Allah Ta'ala, is keen to meet Allah Ta'ala, Allah also loves to meet that person. And this is quite understood, that if we go and meet somebody, we go to somebody's house, and there we are eager to meet that person, and that person is eager to meet us, how happy and enjoyable that occasion is. وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. And a person who dislikes to meet Allah Ta'ala, Allah also dislikes to meet that person. If a person has got bad feelings about Allah, na'uzu billah, he has got bad thoughts about Allah Ta'ala, he doesn't want to meet Allah Ta'ala, then Allah also doesn't want to meet that person. And that is a bad mort from which Allah Ta'ala saves us all. فَقُلْتُ حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ says, I asked رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, یا رسول اللہ اکراہیت الموت فَقُلْنَا نَكْرَهُ الموت. That the dislike of death, all of us dislike death. That is, one is the meeting of Allah Ta'ala, and the way to meet Allah is mort. It is mentioned, الْمَوْتُ جَسْرٌ يُوصَلُ الْحَبِيبِ إِلَى الْحَبِيبِ. Mort is the bridge that joins a lover to his beloved. So the only way to actually meet Allah Ta'ala is by mort. But we dislike mort. We are so accustomed in this world. We are staying so long here. We have got all our connections here, our family, all our things. So we dislike mort. That is a natural thing. But on the other hand, to love Allah Ta'ala, that is something else. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this and said, قَالَ لَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ. It is not like this, how you are thinking that we dislike mort, so how are we going to go and meet Allah Ta'ala, and we have to love Allah Ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِذَا بُشِّرَ بِرَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانِهِ. When a mu'min is given the glad tidings of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. That is, when mort, malakul mort comes to a person, then he comes in that form of the farishta of rahmat comes and gives him the good news of jannat, that Allah is pleased with you and Allah's mercy. So when that happens, wajannatihi, and also of jannat, he informs that person that you will be going to jannat, ahabba liqa Allah. Then that person loves to meet Allah Ta'ala. Naturally, when a person sees about Jannat, Rahmat, and he sees how much more superior it is and how much more better it is than this dunya's life, then that person loves that and he is eager to meet Allah, so Allah is also eager to meet him. وَإِنَّ الْكَافِرِ إِذَا بُشِّرَ بِعَذَابِ اللَّهِ. However, a non-believer, when he is given the tidings of the punishment of Allah Ta'ala, وَسَخَطِهِ, and Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala's punishment and the wrath of Allah Ta'ala, كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ, then naturally he dislikes meeting Allah because he is going to get his punishment now. وَكَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ, and consequently Allah also dislikes meeting such a person. So this is at the time of death, and as it comes in the Quran Sharif, that when a righteous person and those fortunate souls, and may Allah make us amongst them, when it is announced to them, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna, O soul that is completely at rest, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, return now to your Lord, to your sustainer, in such a way that you are happy and he is happy with you. وَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَادْخُلِي جَنَّتِي, and enter amongst my servants and enter into Jannah. So when that news is given to a person, there is no greater joy. Then he does not think anything about this dunya's life. He could have the greatest palace in this world, but at that time he will realize it's not even a 10 shanti compared to what namath and pleasures he's going to. So a person leaving a 10 shanti and going to live in a palace, he is never sad at that time. He's extremely joyous and happy, and the great palaces of Jannah that are there, the great enjoyment and Allah's pleasure, which is the greatest thing, and all the other ni'mat, then that person is very keen in order to leave this world and very happy. And a non-believer, on the other hand, when he sees the punishment of Allah Ta'ala, he sees the azab of Jahannam, he sees the snakes and the scorpions and the terrible punishment, then of course he dislikes to go in that way. He could have the greatest palace in this world, or he could be just living in a 10 shanti, but now he's seeing that he's going into something worse now, then he dislikes that. So it is on, with regard to that. So we should try and strengthen our iman, our amal all the time, so that when that moment comes, we also get this glad tidings and we are keen to go to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us all with a wonderful and a most beautiful ending on iman and Islam.